Hey there, fabulous listeners. You're tuned into an episode of the Planner Girl Playbook. I'm Daniela, your host and the proud creator of PixelPlannerGirl.com. In this series, we dive into the thrilling world of business. Get ready to uncover innovative strategies and discover valuable tips that will elevate your business to new heights. Today, we're jumping into a segment of our series all about how to rapidly boost your cash flow when in a financial crunch. So let's get started.
Episode 4, How to Choose What is Important During a Financial Crisis. As a business owner, it can sometimes be confusing figuring out where to cut expenses and where to find additional income streams. However, the first issue comes with knowing how to choose what is important during a financial crisis and what can wait. It can be hard distinguishing between needs and wants, and this is especially true when it comes to running your business. The awesome thing about running a business from home online is that you can run extremely lean. Most software available today can expand and contract so that it meets the needs you have today. Don't hesitate to speak to any software company you pay a monthly fee to about potentially cutting your bill. It can be tricky to distinguish between an expense and an investment when it comes to business. After all, advertising is a taxable expense in the books, but it's also an investment that helps you survive. Many small business owners make the tragic mistake of stopping their investments in advertising when money is tight, causing a horrible chain reaction leading to even less income. Therefore, you'll need to use the knowledge you have about your household as well as your business to know what is most important during your financial crisis. How do you make your income now? If you run ads offering a return on investment of any kind, you should not stop them. If your ads don't show a return on investment, then you can cancel them. Paying down debt as soon as you can is also another way to keep your business lean. Avoid borrowing money, but if you borrow it, pay it off as soon as you can instead of keeping the loan for the allowed time frame. That way, if you need to borrow money during hard times, you'll have a good record. The other thing that people often do when they shouldn't is to concern themselves more with paying unsecured consumer debt during a crisis than they do their basic living expenses. Instead, if you add up your income and expenses and you cannot pay for more than your basic living expenses, such as shelter, you'll need to skip the consumer debt payments instead. Sometimes deciding what is essential and what is not essential is a toss-up and very personal, but always focus your income on the things that keep you sheltered, fed, clothed, and healthy first over the rest, even if it means you may have to file bankruptcy later. Chances are keeping yourself sheltered, fed, and healthy will also enable you to rise as the financial crunch eases. And you'll be able to catch up faster than if you had to start all over with a place to live.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Planner Girl Playbook, only on Pixel Planner Girl Radio. I'm thrilled to help you get one step closer to mastering your finances. Be sure to check out our show schedule for exciting upcoming episodes. And don't miss out on signing up for our newsletter for fresh weekly updates. Can't wait to catch you next time.